Could the rising number of cases we're seeing be in some part down to the problem of false positives? People who test positive for coronavirus but actually aren't infected at all. It's a topic that's been getting some attention in the past week and has sparked a debate that has drawn in friend of the show, Professor Sir David Spiegelhalter of the Winton Centre for Risk and Evidence Communication at the University of Cambridge. I asked him about a term I saw him use, the false positive rate.
A false positive case is when somebody does not have the virus, but then they test positive. Well, when you talk about a rate, it means that number of false positives as a proportion of something. Now, usually it's considered as the proportion of subjects who are truly negative, and that tends to be what people call the false positive rate. But sometimes, I've heard it, even in the same sentence, it's used as an expression as the proportion of all positive tests. And this can be very different, as we shall see. That's the whole point of this story.
This story indeed. It is quite a tale, and it starts, like all good stories, with Matt Hancock. He said this in an interview with talk radio host Julia Hartley Brewer.
Under 1% means that for all the positive cases, the likelihood of one being a false positive is very small.
So was Matt Hancock right?
Well, Matt Hancock is simply wrong to say this. It's a very common misconception, and it's mixing up those two interpretations of the false positive rate. So it can be very confusing.
It can indeed be very confusing. Let me try again. One definition of the false positive rate is, what's the chance that a test shows an infection in a person who isn't infected? That's less than 1%, which is the number that Matt Hancock used. But unfortunately, he used it to refer to something else, which is when you test a bunch of people, some of whom are infected and some of whom are not, how many of the positive tests are actually from people who aren't infected? Now, the answer depends on the accuracy of the test, but it also depends hugely on how common the virus is in the bunch of people you tested. I hope that you are no longer confused, but at this point in the story, Julia Hartley Brewer still is. She took to Twitter to ask for the help of none other than David Spiegelhalter to help her understand.
I oblige, because I help everybody. And I said, well, if you test 1,000 people at random, the current ONS suggests maybe one might have the virus. And let's assume you get that one. But if the false positive rate is, as Matt Hancock said, less than 1%, and 0.8% has been quoted as a figure, then you'd get 8 false positives. That's 8 out of 1,000. So that would mean you get 9 positive tests, but only one of them was a real positive, so that most of the positive tests would be false positives.
A few days later, Julia Hartley Brewer grilled another cabinet minister on false positives, Grant Shapps. But this time, she was wielding her newfound knowledge from David.
Has there been any conversation in Cabinet that you are aware of or you've been part of about the false positive rate? And the eminent statisticians and eminent epidemiologists are pointing out that the test we are using in the community, not the Pillar 1 testing in hospitals, testing in the community, may well have a false positive rate of well, we're told it's below 1% by Matt Hancock last week, which means that 9 out of 10 of the positive cases of COVID we are finding in the community when we do random testing, when anyone just puts themselves forward, will be wrong. They will not be people who've got coronavirus. So we have got testing going up 3,899 cases, huge number of cases, but actually 9 out of 10 of those may well be false positives. Has there been any discussion about this serious concern in Cabinet?
So, did you get it right?
No. I think she's completely wrong, and I feel rather apologetic for helping her argument.
David had attempted to clarify with a further tweet.
Yeah, I followed this up by emphasising this was saying 1,000 people had tested at random. But in Pillar 2, this is people who are supposed to only have symptoms and come forward. It's certainly not random at all. And actually, the current positivity rate in Pillar 2 is now 4.5%. Which suggests that rather than 1 in 1,000 people having the virus, it may be sort of 40 or 50 having the virus out of 1,000. And in this case, even with this false positive rate of 0.8%, most of the positive cases will be true positives.
So Julia Hartley Brewer's point that 9 out of 10 cases would be false positives, That would only be true in a context of random testing and a low prevalence of the virus. And all of this is assuming that the false positive rate really is 0.8%. That would mean that of 1,000 people tested, there would be around 8 false positives.
This claim of a false positive rate of 0.8% seems far too high. And other evidence suggests it's nowhere near as high as that. And the ONS survey, back in the period in June and early July, when actually, you know, there's very little virus circulating, they did 112,000 tests and only got 50 positive tests out of it. Now, even as they say on their website, even if all these were false, the false positive rate would still be, you know, a fraction of a percent, you know, maybe, you know, 0.04%, 0.02%, something like that. You know, maybe a 20th of the 0.8% that's been discussed so far.
Now, for various reasons, it is hard to draw any firm conclusions from the official count of cases. But is the false positives issue a real problem here, or is it just a distraction?
I think it's a complete distraction. The false positive issue, I think, is a complete red herring. The clear difficulty that Matt Hancock and Grant Shapps have had in dealing with these questions, I think, does show the need for considerable more education at a high level on how this plays out in reality.
Professor Sir David Spiegelhalter, author of The Art of Statistics.